Thank you, thank you.
Okay, how was Pesach for everybody?
Very
what
nice,
was it?
Very nice.
Very good. Yeah.
In other words, if you're comparing Shach that you might have in this world to Chayolam Haba, it's not mainly when comparing Olam Haz and Olam Haba periods, okay? But Tshuva Meisim Tovim is a very specific Inyan, and you're comparing it to something else. It's not Shach to this Inyan. He says, it's not as if we compare, it's like saying owning a yacht when you're Bournemouth is better than living in London. But if it's say living in Bournemouth is better than London or vice versa, you compare two things equal. But here you're talking about a specific Indian. Why is the Inyan of Tshuva Meisim Tovim better in this world? So, I guess the fact that since the Hayom Nasisan and there's no way to be Mechavas Chafid, but certainly mitzad the Inyan of the Asiyas HaToiv, that could be shared to the world to come. It should have been parallel also. Poit kosher kerasuach shamekein ze mashma oinek kolkach. Kerasuach is nema afshena oinek. But lo miyofa oinek polishin de kro. I mean, the kerasuach is not mentioned, but it's not a pasuk mentioned. But os tisanik al Hashem is a pasuk. Oh no. Hakushe matshayich tshuva bafu balam hazik v'amarnu. Shalakach negolam hazik proizdo k'mishom askanscho proizdo k'loima. Shalom hazik eina rak haskola. K'mosha proizdo haskola. So the point he makes over here is that Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, it's not the Pshat is an arbitrary decision that, you know what, in this world we'll allow you to have tshuva, next world we won't allow you to have tshuva. It's something which is the mohus of this world as Olam Asiyah. Or Olam Achana, I guess would be a better way of saying it. So in the Musig of Olam Achana, that's where there exists rightfully a matzav of doing something, of doing tshuva, of change. In other words, change is unique to this world because this is the world of formation. It's mitzad the etzim mohus of the world. So in Olam Haba, which is a definitive world, a defined world, so the musig of change doesn't really apply to it. There's no mokum for change in a world that is supposed to be the way it is. So he says, life. And every menucha is the matzah that came out of the work. So what you since Olam Haba is the world of Shleimus, the things that exist in Olam Haba are the things that are Shalim. So it's not just because there wouldn't be a Chetim Tzachar, and therefore, what's the point of it, and so on and so forth. It's a lot deeper than that. The Pshat is, Kadosh Baruch Hu made two Mitzvahs. One Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of a formation, and one is a Mitzvah of a Menucha, and B'meila Tikkuni Mashiach in one world, and finish things and so on is shayach in a different world. Each one has no shayach to the other world. Yesh chol adas oid. Ki b'meh she'b'olam hazeh ha'odom b'ich amri. Asher b'odom asher b'choyim yesh b'ch shtei b'chines. So the musig of chaymer is that it does not have internal definition. Let's take a very simple example. Let's take something physical. Let's say chaymer like clay. So clay mitzar atmoy is undefined, and b'meila anything that is of that's made of clay is not going to be. Clay can become anything that it chooses to become. So it never ever reaches something where we say this is its final form. It has realized itself. Its realization and its finality always lies in the tzur that you pose on it. So when we talk about this kasha, that why are you comparing Yofeshavas to my Sebelum Hazakoch Elam Haba, it's not as if we're picking one Nekuda as opposed to two things that are parallel, place to a place. Tshuva and Maisim Toivim are specifically shayach to the world, to this world. It's a definition, this world. I want to add another kenach over here. It's always strange. It says, Yofeshavas to Maisim Toivim Elam Haza. I always wondered, the word tshuva here seems awkward. If I were to tell you, you know, this world is a better world because you can do Torah and be omid mitzvahs and you can be omid benisyonos. So that makes a lot of sense. So I'll ask you back, but you know what? You can also do averis in this world, chatoim. So I'll say, well, for that you have tshuva. So aleph, this world is better because you do a lot of mitzvahs and get chavkim away from averis. And don't tell me that you're afraid you'll mess up, because there's always tshuva for that. That would be a perfect statement. But why do we start off with tshuva? This world is better than the other world because it's tshuva ma'asim tovim. I mean, the first minute, I haven't sinned yet. I'm waiting to do what's right, and so on. So really, a libra emes, the Mishnah should have compared ma'asim tovim and skabros on averis vis-a-vis olam haba. Why do you start with tshuva? The answer is the way he's saying now. Tshuva much more clearly defines the sense, tshuva is probably the etzem hagdar of it, that you can, that this world never has a final thing, so it means you can always make it to what you want to make it. Olam Haba is not something that's shayach to tshuva. It's not a world mitzad its essence that allows itself for tshuva. V'chein ha'mais matoim shechem dafka olam haza, k'olam hazu sh'odem bal choyme, ha'chem ha'koyach lo befall. Mais and tovim are only shayach this world because this is where we're changing. V'hu mekabel tamid atzur v'ashlemus. L'chein efshe shikab olam ha'shlam adeh mais and tovim. That are mais and tovim yushlam ha'adam. Behem tzuras ha'adam. Uba oylam she'ena olam chomit. Tveinot bekoyach shem shikab ha'shlemus. So it's a marshal, they have these clays, these types of clay or glues of sorts that take a while until they set. And the point of it is that you want to be able to work with it and to get it to be exactly the shape and what you want it to be. And that way it will, you have the maximum capability of molding it. So you have this clay that has in itself two phases. One phase is when it's moldable, and then when it hardens, it becomes a hard object, and it's no longer moldable. And it's, so it's as if Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are two phases for us. The phase of change, and the phase of immutability, of being set. So he says, let's understand why tshuva and ma'isim tovim is better than Olam Haba. Tshuva ma'isim tovim mashal b'olam hazeh ha'odom mis'al olam hazeh gashmi liyos Hashem yisbarach. So he says the following point, which is fascinating. Let's take two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a Baal Tshuva, or in whatever it is that he was, he's a young, he's a teenage boy, he's a Baal Tshuva who did Averis, he's a teenage Nishpa who's on Tzarkach Baruch Hu, and he's beginning to change and become Elech Hayid. That's Reuven. Shimon is an Elech Hayid already, however he got there, and he's now on a high madrega. But that's where he is. So he says, in a certain sense, Reuven is on a higher dag than Shimon. And it's not only because if he keeps growing, who knows where he'll get to. It's the etzim, and this is where he says as you say it. When somebody is what he is, then all he has in himself is himself and what he is. So if my dagger is, let's give it a number 10, so that's who I am, that's what I am, that's it. When a person is holding on a dagger, a much lower dagger, number 4, but he is in the phase of moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means there's a nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu active in himself. Right now I'm being drawn by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what's motivating me, what's driving me, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's what's driving me, and that's what's motivating me, so I have a certain dag of Deveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is closer in many ways. V'zeh, ki mitzara tshuva yisotei ma'ashem, bo'elam ha'ad adam mis'alam ol ha'ad agashas el ha'ashem esbarach. Vehine mis no eher ha adam a shemes barkash adam about tshuva. So in the process of doing tshuva, in the process of changing, the person is moving towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is in movement. Vashem mis na eel dobu nechshem legame b'yoyse. Ki mis na eel dobu hu mitzad adobu sh'il v'sneya, ki ilu dobu echod im yishel v'atnua. So when I'm moving towards something, so one of two things is drawing me, driving me towards that. Either the other person's chayin, goodness, whatever it is. So it's ki'ilu, the nekuda of the other person is drawing me. So there's a hashpah on me, there's a connection right now between me and that which is drawing me. Or me internally, something is a nekuda of wanting that person has look it up in me, and now I'm going towards that. So in the etzem motion, the difference between the two is one is moving. When it's moving means there's an active force of the other. I'm moving towards the other. That's where. So the word tshuva, which really, and that's why it's a stronger lashon, more fitting lashon than ma'asim tovim. Ma'asim tovim are things they don't express. Tshuva is a process where I am returning. It's a tenua of a person towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as so long as a person is in motion, he is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than someone who's on a higher madrega. Ukvarom suchachme ha'emes elu dvarim, dvarim elu, beperikol kisvei. It says, Omer of Yosi, yechalkim ha'mesim b'derech mitzvah adkan. The Rebbe said, "Halafai, I should, my lot should be with those who die b'derech mitzvah." I should die with people who are being oisim mitzvah. I should be in the mitzvahid. So he says, "Avol hamesim b'derech mitzvah, hine hu misnoei al Hashem yisbarach, v'kashu misnoei al Hashem yisbarach nechshav Hashem yisbarach legamri." So, Adrabba, a person that's Mekayin the Mitzvah has been Mekayin the Mitzvah. So I have a chevra of guys, and they all do, I don't know, 100 mitzvahs a day. And I'm amongst them, it's great. We're all mitzvah people. But if somebody's a matzah that's called his Bederech Mitzvah, means that he's now in the movement, in the process of moving towards mitzvahs, that's something that is in a certain sense, it's boundless, because until I don't stop, I don't know yet when it's over. I'm as long as the potential is burning, so it could go on who knows how long.
Why does that have to be that? Why does that have to be?
Hello.
Why does it have to be dafka with a tshuva? Why do you have to be even avera first in order to be able to be called b'derech mitzvah?
Really why our first tefillah is Hashiveinu and then Slach Lanu Avinu. Hashivenu is not really just for the Averis. It's Hashivenu v'Korbeinu Makenu v'Sechot. V'Achdeir Shuvzeinu v'Nechot means let us turn to you. It's something which is relevant to a regular person who's a general Oyved Hashem. It's the movement from less to more, lower to higher, further to closer. So that's what the word about tshuva means. Mm-hmm. Tshuva means to come closer, to turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. So you said, I should die with the Mason B'derech Mitzvah. When you're moving towards something, you want with the thing you're moving towards. And think about it. There's a lot of depth in that point that he's making. It's when I move towards something, it's because I'm tied to it. It's something, for something to pull me, means that this is where I want to be. In a certain sense, gravity, however it works, it's a force it's bringing something to it when a person has a kirva with somebody. So the drawing close to the person is because what's pulling me towards the person because I want to be one with him. So the mitzvahs we have done are set. We've done them, and that's it. So when a person dies in the context of a tshuva, of a movement, so then he dies with an akud of tveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's fascinating. The person who's done all the maisim tovim, but he's at a flat madrega, is in some ways not as good as the person who is in the process of moving forward. If you catch him at any moment that he's moving forward, so his etzem mohus is the movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the other person is lacking.
Why is Maisim Tevim included in the same level as tshuva? Tshuva is when you're moving towards. Maisim Tevim is similar to Isa Mitzvah. It's just Maisim Tevim.
Here about the Maaseh Tovim, it's a little harder to see it. interesting. There's another thing that I noted that I didn't quite. He calls it Maisim Tovim rather than Mitzvahs. I wonder if there's a reason why the Tana called it the Maisim Tovim rather than the Mitzvahs. The only thing I could offer is that we're dealing about this world, the Klalius. You know, it's not mitzvah the mitzvahs as tivui of the Aligai Kodesh Baruch Hu, but let's call it the opportunities that a person has to go towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that Maisim Tovim means things of value, things that he can get somewhere, things that he can do something towards that.
That's good. Okay. Very good. Shkach. Shkach. Kaltev. Kachavis. Kaltev. Kaltev.